You know, man, I've been thinking a lot about how I want to approach this today because I didn't think they were going to win. We talked about
true,
it.
We're
probably going to lose this game.
Yeah.
What I did have in my head, though, was that they were going to come out and they were going to give the Chiefs all that they could handle, because this was a big game for the Niners, because this is a team that has owned them and has taken two rings away from them. I understand there were injuries. I understand Debo went out right before the game and they weren't expecting it. I understand that Ayuk got hurt during the game. I understand that Jennings wasn't there. I understand all those things. Chiefs have injuries too. What I saw in that game was injuries. Sure, they play a part in one of your best players, but that's not why they lost the game. They lost the game because they played like absolute garbage. Because Brock Purdy played like absolute garbage. Because offensively, they look like garbage. Because their defense isn't good enough. The secondary played well, but overall, the defense isn't good enough. And you know what? And maybe where I want to lead this show, Kyle Shanahan is not having a good season. It happens. Players don't have good seasons. Right now, the coach is not having a good season. And I was curious where the fan base was with him, because Kyle has been very Teflon. He tends to get a lot of passes on a lot of things. You know, look how far he's gone in the playoffs, and deservedly so. When you win all those playoff games and you make it to the Super Bowl, you do get a pass. But he's not having a good year, and I was curious what the fan base thought. Let's put out a poll that has about 1,000 responses to it, and I just said grade him so far through 7 games. What does the fan base think? I'm curious. I didn't put A as an option, because when you're 3-4 and you blow two division games too, in the second half to teams that are worse than you, and you show up the way you did against the Chiefs, you're not getting an A. So I didn't even put it there. B, C, D, and F. Right now, 5% of the fan base gives them a B, 28% C, 46% D, and 21% F. If it's me, if Al Sacco is given the grade here, he's getting a D so far for this season. I understand there are injuries. I get it. But look at what's happened this year. You lose to the Rams, who are way more beat up than you were when you played them.
Yeah.
A team that you had a lot more talent than. And you blow it. Play the Cardinals. Team that is not anywhere near you talent-wise. And you blow it. Minnesota might just be really good and you lost. It is what it is. But this game against the Chiefs, you come out and you did not show up. Your team didn't look ready to play at all. I don't know what the hell your quarterback was doing. We'll talk about that. No idea. Yeah. Your special teams are a shit show. Again, I tell you, man, it does seem like the season from hell. It does seem like the Super Bowl hangover. Nothing's going right. Another huge injury with Ayuk. Sucks for him. Also, contract-wise, we'll talk about that. You want Ayuk to get healthy and get back, but the Niners invested a lot of money in him, and contract-wise now, we don't even see him until this time next year, depending on the severity of the knee and everything else. So it's just a rough day for Niners fans. So how do I want to approach this? I don't know. I guess I'm just going to have a therapy session for myself and the listeners can come along with us.
Yeah. You know, it sounds like a torn ACL and MCL for Brandon Ayuk, which is obviously not what you want to hear. Nick Bosa, you know, suffered a similar complex knee injury in the 2020 season. A month earlier than Brandon Ayuk did. Nick Bosa was cleared for activity 10 months after that knee injury. So, you know, don't really know what to expect from Brandon Ayuk, but it's pretty safe to assume that his presence will not be felt on this team until well into the regular season of the 2025 season. But you also drafted two wide receivers in this past draft. You still have Juwan Jennings. You still have Debo Samuel. Like, the loss of Brandon Ayuk should not affect this team as much as it would affect other teams, just based on, again, the talent that they have there. And because you also have George Kittle as a pass catcher. But we'll see. I mean, you know, some people are already saying, hey, they're going to need to make a trade. Well, why make a trade? Like, you got to see what you have in your rookies. I don't give a shit about Kyle Shanahan's reluctance to play rookies. Like, he's lost that, you know, he's lost that ability to use that excuse, because you're the one that drafted a wide receiver at the end of the first round. And you're the one that drafted a wide receiver again in the fifth round. Like, you made it a point to to invest in that position. And now you're going to need to use that investment because you've lost your arguably, your top pass catcher, if you will. The thing that frustrates me is this offense just seems worse. It just seems worse without Christian McCaffrey. And if your offense is reliant upon an all world, like generational talent at the running back position, then your offense isn't very good. Your scheme isn't going to be very good. And I don't know if he's just struggling to adapt to the loss of Christian McCaffrey when he didn't anticipate that. But we're 7 weeks
it's 2 months into the season.
Yeah, you should have been able to pivot by now. And
I'll give you this David argument Lombardi, with that.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. But so Kyle's offense has traditionally got a lot of yards and don't score a lot of points. Some exceptions, the Falcons in 2016 and the Niners last year in 2019.
But good between the 20s. Points,
but good between the 20s. And we're seeing a lot of the same issues that plague this team before McCaffrey was here. Beginning of 2022 and 2021, the team had a lot of trouble scoring. They were scoring like 23 points a game. And you said, well, we got Ayuk and we have Kittle and we have Debo. What the hell is going on? How can you not score points? They're feels like they're right back where they are. The red zone trips, what are they up to now? 17 red zone trips without a touchdown? It's insane. And it don't feel like he's creative in the red zone. It's over and over again. It's the same things. And Brock had three turnovers in Chiefs territory, one on the five that was, I don't care how much pressure he had on him, throw the ball out of the back of the end zone. You just force it in between when there's two people on Chris Conley. He did things where I'm like, did Jimmy Garoppolo switch bodies with you? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
The three interceptions for Brock. Now, I know I'm jumping around here, but now I'm thinking about three interceptions for Brock. The first one he just forced, again, two Chiefs there. Like, okay, brain fart, whatever, move on. The second one, if you watch it on the tape, he was throwing before Bell was out of his break. Now, Shanahan and Purdy both said that it was on Purdy. Yeah. So maybe Bell ran the right route, and did the ball just slip out of Brock's hand? I don't know. And the third interception was a dumb Jimmy Garoppolo type interception where you're getting pressure on you and you panic or whatever the hell he did. And he tries to force the ball in there. It was terrible. So again, you mentioned like the offense and everything like that. Is he that thrown off by not having McCaffrey? Does he need McCaffrey that bad? Maybe. And another, and you always say this, and I was going to text you, but I knew you were at the tournament. When Debo went out in the beginning of the game, I thought to myself, well, oh shit. Is it going to be one of those games now where they can't do anything because they expected Debo was there and now Debo's not there and they can't function? And sure enough, whether it was because of that or not, but Debo was supposed to be there, he wasn't, and they couldn't function. So criticism with Kyle right now is warranted. Has he been a good head coach? Absolutely. Is he one of the better head coaches in the league? I still think so. He's not elite. Andy Reid is elite, and Andy Reid works him every time he coaches against him.
Yeah,
but he's out in the upper echelon of these head coaches. But there's things this year he's not having a good season. There are things that are worrying me. Doesn't mean he can't rebound, but right now Kyle is struggling as a head coach, just as a lot of the players are struggling on the field.
Yeah, and like I said, there's just no creativity, and like you watch like Ben Johnson in Detroit, and you watch that Lions Cowboys game, and you know, it became a laugher. And when it became a laugher, like there were multiple times where Ben Johnson has drawn up plays trying to get one of his linemen a touchdown. Right. And you're like, wow, that's like, it is what it is. Again, it shows just a level of creativity that we don't really see from Kyle Shanahan. And, you know, play action is down. I just don't understand what the offensive identity is for this 49ers team this season. It just doesn't seem like they have one. And it's like Kyle is just floundering to find something, and he's just not. And, you know, what I was going to say earlier is, you know, David Lombardi tweeted out something today about how, you know, this offense misses Christian McCaffrey. And I don't disagree with that, but at the same time, like, Grant Cohn quote tweeted that and said, you know, Christian McCaffrey's yards per carry against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl was 3.2, whereas Jordan Mason's yards per carry against the Chiefs on Sunday was 4.1. So it's not Christian McCaffrey on the ground.
Yeah, it's the passing game. It's the passing game.
But then Sterling Bennett posted. Sterling Bennett is at KMBR. All covers the NFL for Total Apex Sports. Oh, I'm sorry, 95.7 The Game, not KMBR. He tweeted out this graphic, which I thought was interesting. And it shows Brock Purdy's stats with and without Christian McCaffrey. I think this was prior to the Chiefs game, because he did have his three interceptions. But prior to the Chiefs game, 745 pass plays with McCaffrey, 313 without. With McCaffrey, completion percentage of 67%. Without McCaffrey, 66%. Yards per attempt, 8.8. Same without McCaffrey. Touchdown to interception ratio, 40-14 with McCaffrey, 16-5 without, which is actually a better ratio than 40-14. His rating is 105.7 versus 105.5. His EPA per pass play is 0.21, plus 0.21. Without McCaffrey, it's plus 0.20. His EPA per pass attempt is plus 0.32 with McCaffrey, plus 0.32 without. His average air yards is 8.0 with McCaffrey, 9.1 without. His percentage of yards after the catch is 50% with McCaffrey, 35% without McCaffrey. And then explosive pass rate or pass percentage is 22.4 with McCaffrey and 20.4 without. Now, again, that is with Ayuk or Samuel on the field. So, again, Brock Purdy's performance in the passing game is damn near identical with or without McCaffrey on the field. So the question becomes, where is it that they are just absolutely floundering and lost without McCaffrey? I think you brought it up. I would imagine you could point to the red zone as being the biggest one.
They're getting to the red zone. They're just not finishing.
Yeah. And again, that just goes to show that Kyle Shanahan just has no creativity in the red zone. And I don't know what it is. I don't know why he doesn't start looking at other teams that, you know, have wildly successful red zone offenses like the Chiefs, and start taking some pages from them. Like, it just doesn't make sense that a guy that is often dubbed as an offensive genius struggles to score points. Like, that doesn't, you're not an offensive genius if you can't score points. I don't give a shit how many yards you rack up. If you can't score points, you're not an offensive genius. And so I don't know.
I think there's a stubbornness there.
Sure. Sure. Like, is he so stubborn that he's willing to get his ass kicked by the Chiefs every time he plays them? Like, at some point, you got to learn. You got to learn, and you got to change. You got to adapt. And I just don't know why he hasn't. Like, losing two Super Bowls to the same team and the same defensive coordinator isn't enough for you to change some things up a little bit. Like, you really still think it's your system or bust? Because here's the other issue. It certainly seems like any time that Kyle Shanahan goes up against a top-tier, top-level defensive coordinator, Steve Spagnuolo, Mike McDonald, Jim Schwartz, Brian Flores, right? Bill Belichick, they absolutely take his lunch every single time. That's a problem. You can't be an offensive genius if you just beat up on the shitty defenses. You need to be an offensive genius.
They know what to expect, and he doesn't stray from what they're expecting,
right.
I guess.
Right.
I guess. Brian, this just came through. Debo Samuel is in the hospital with fluid in his lungs, and he has pneumonia.
Oh, damn.
Are you fucking kidding me? You're kidding me. Can this season get any more insane? It is the season from hell. It is Super Bowl hangover, bad juju, whatever you want to call it. So the Niners get their rookie first-round wide receiver back who was shot. Somebody shot him.
Chest.
He literally got shot. He comes back. On the day that he comes back, your wide receiver who you paid $30 million a year for, who wasn't having a great season and was sort of the ire of some fans, but we're all rooting for him to get back. We want Brandon Ayuk. We need Brandon Ayuk. He tears his fucking ACL. Your do everything wide receiver Debo Samuel gets pneumonia He gets pneumonia. Christian McCaffrey has not one foot with ACL tendonitis or whatever the hell it is. He has two. He's got two. Dude's going to Germany for that. This is the most insane season. It's like, it just feels, it's different than the other years where they were 3-4 or 4-4 and they came back and said, okay, the second half of the season, they were great. Just ain't that this year. The team isn't as good. They're missing pieces that they're not getting Hargrave back, most likely, maybe in the playoffs. They're not getting Ayuk back. I don't know if they're going to get McCaffrey back. And if they do, I don't expect them to come back and be Christian McCaffrey right off the bat. It's just bad vibes, man. The football gods feel like they said to the 49ers, listen, we gave you your window. We gave you your chance last year. You took the ball in overtime. You didn't go for it. You know, you made two special teams miscues. Football gods are closing the window. It's kind of what it feels like to me. Can things change? You never know. It's the NFL. But the way it's gone right now, man, it's just, you cannot make this stuff up. He's got pneumonia. We want all these people. I want them all to be healthy. That's paramount over sports, obviously. Yeah. But when you look at the sports aspect of this, holy shit. Like, what's next?
Yeah. And you're like, wait, it's like, how do you get pneumonia? And like, I mean, it's still damn near summer over here on the West Coast in terms of the weather. Like, I'm like, how does that happen? But, you know, it's interesting because, you know, everybody talks about the Super Bowl hangover and how difficult it is for, you know, teams to lose a Super Bowl and get back the following season. The Chiefs just did it. You know, the Chiefs are proof positive that it can happen. But both times now, under Kyle Shanahan, that the 49ers have lost the Super Bowl, they've come back the next season and looked like dog shit and also experienced a ton of injuries. And
which happens sometimes after long seasons or long, right, again, these guys have played 60 games, a lot of them last 3 years. Happens, but it's the game.
But also I feel like the looking like dog shit and all the injury, they're not mutually exclusive, right? Like, they don't look like shit because they have all the injuries. They look like shit and they have a lot of injuries. Mm-hmm. Like it's both. It's not one because of the other. Because like I said, like, regardless of McCaffrey, Ayuk, what, you still have Debo, you still have Kittle, you still have, you know, Jordan Mason, who is one of the leading rushers in the NFL. You still have Fred Warner, you still have Nick Bosa, you still have Trevor Harris Ward, you still have D'Amador Lenore. You have a lot of top end talent that isn't injured on this team. There's no reason for this team. You still have Trent Williams holding down the left side. You still have a rookie in Dominic Pooney who has elevated the right side of, like, there are still a lot of positive things on this team for them to still look so bad, just so bad. And it just doesn't, it, to me, that is a reflection on coaching more than it is like bad luck or Super Bowl hangover or whatever. And again, am I saying that Kyle Shanahan deserves to be fired? No, I am not. But at a certain point, you gotta produce what this fan base expects and what this ownership group expects, which is a Super Bowl trophy. And I haven't felt as a fan farther away from that since 2020.
You know what's sticking in my head a little bit, and again, I don't think it's going to be a situation where he gets fired, just in terms of what's going to happen in the next 2 or 3 years. When I think about this, there were reports, I think Grant Cohn reported it and maybe a couple other people, that ownership wasn't real happy that they were shelling out all this money to all these players, to Ayuk and Christian McCaffrey and Trent Williams.
It was Grant Cohn.
It was a Grant who said someone had told him that. So I do buy that. And that doesn't mean that they're, you know, again, that it's a fractured relationship or anything like that. They're probably just saying, listen, we're paying this money to these older players. You know, these are your guys. If we're doing this, we need results. We need to come out with something. The way this season's going and the way it's happened with some of these guys that they've paid or whatever, you know, they, you know, Williams is getting older. McCaffrey hasn't been on the field yet. Again, Ayuk, we wish him well and everything, but he's out. He paid him all that money. And then I don't want to look at it this way because it is, I do always think about the human element, but again, the business element of it, if you're owning a team, I just paid for this investment. I'm not going to have this investment for the next year now. So if they shell out all this money, and if things do start to go downhill and if the window is closed, they have to turn it around quickly, right? That's something that keeps sticking in my head a little bit as the season goes along.